Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland, and welcome to Friday. So, as I said, it's a great weekend to get out on the highway, get out on the roads, go see the beautifully colored leaves. But think about this. As you're driving along the highway, as you're driving along that two-lane road, there's a risk out there. There is a danger out there, specifically for tow operators. Just think about these numbers. An average of 23 tow operators are killed on the roadside every year. 23 killed on the roadside. How does that happen? You would be surprised. You, in fact, may be amazed. That's exactly why Jim Garrity, the public and legislative affairs manager for AAA, is joining me on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline right now. Hey, Jim, welcome.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me on to talk about what is a very serious topic that we here at AAA obviously have a very big interest in on behalf of all of our tow operators across the territory.
And that's why you've got this campaign, Move Over, Slow Down, Save Lives.
Well, you know, what's happening tomorrow is it's an awareness day nationwide, National Move Over Awareness Day. But really, Lynn, what we're bringing awareness to is something that's a law, is something that is already in place to save the lives of tow truck drivers, emergency responders at the roadside, medical personnel, whoever. And it's called the Steer Clear Law in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And according to state police, it requires motorists when they're approaching or passing, when you're driving right alongside them, any emergency response vehicle, which has its lights flashing, you mm-hmm. have to move over. You have to get into an adjacent lane if that's safely possible. If it's not safely possible, if it's illegal to, you know, to move over a lane, whatever, you have to slow down. And speed makes all of the difference when it comes to whether someone lives or dies in the event of a collision.
So I'm driving along. I'm in the right-hand lane. I see up ahead a flashing light. A tow truck is doing something on the berm of the road. It is then my responsibility to not only slow down, but move over to the left-hand lane.
Yeah, and if you recall, Lynn, this only became a state law not all that long ago. So for many motorists, you know, it might not be something that's at the front of their mind, given that it's only been being legally enforced now. But look, it's just the safe thing to do. Mm-hmm. And when you think about tow truck operators, you think about state police, you think about, you know, even construction workers, PennDOT construction workers at the side of the road. Those are people's lives out there. And if you're going down the highway 65 miles an hour, in some cases, you may be going, you know, I've seen video from other AAA clubs. It's alarming where you see people going 60 miles an hour within inches of a tow truck operator. It's dangerous work out there. So it's on all of us as the motoring public to make it a little easier on them, to take that risk off the table.
And you know what, Jim, it's one of those things that you mentioned, you're going by at 65 miles an hour. Think about that. When if you're over there working on a vehicle or working on someone or doing anything on the side of the road, that car, that van, that SUV goes whizzing by at 65. That has an effect, you know. I mean, you can feel that wind, that breeze. It does a lot if you're flying by at that kind of speed.
I recently, Lynn, I actually had to use AAA too, because I had a dead battery myself, and I was just you know, small talking with the tow operator who was helping me jump my battery, and she was telling me how terrifying it can be. And you know, when I told her it's something that I was interested in getting the word out, and that's something that we at AAA are trying to get out, she was very, very grateful for that. Speed is such a big factor when it comes to things like this. To give you a little bit of a frame of reference, AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety did research that indicates a pedestrian is twice as likely to be killed if a car is going 35 miles an hour as opposed to 25 miles an hour. That's 35 miles an hour, and even at that speed, they're twice as likely to be killed if they're hit by that car. And that's not even considering when you get up to speeds as high as 65. You really need to keep that in mind, you know, especially in the summertime when you have construction workers. But look, all year around, we're coming up on the holiday season. If you have a lot of folks who are traveling to meet their family for Thanksgiving, for example, you're going to have to maybe deal with that then, because more people on the road means more chances of roadside breakdowns.
And I think the other thing that is startling, just that number, 23 tow operators killed along the roadside every year.
Yeah,
it gives you chills.
It's an average of one every other day killed, and that's just tow truck operators. That doesn't take into account folks in other lines of service. And that's why, you know, when you look at the steer clear law, it's not exclusive to tow truck drivers. It's any of these vehicles at the side of the road, at an emergency scene, traffic stops, disabled vehicles, anything like that. You got to move over. It's not only is it the right thing to do, it's the safe thing to do. It could be the difference between whether somebody lives or dies. And again, if you can't slow down, if there's a car, you know, I've had this happen. Maybe many of your listeners have. Maybe you have. You can't get over. There's a car in the way. There's a car that's coming too close. So you just got to slow down. You got to bring your vehicle to a prudent and responsible speed, so that you can safely pass that emergency response area. And I even like to, if I can, move to the left as much as I can without causing a safety hazard.
Yeah, me too. Jim Garrity, AAA, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate you, sir.
And thanks for helping us get the word out about National Move Over Awareness Day, Lynn.
Oh, indeed, it's our pleasure. And that the actual day is tomorrow. We're going to continue the conversation. Thanks so much. We'll take a break. Come right back.